kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Go on to Maloney. Wide to Edokar. Edokar dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Well, this man can't lose. Jimmy can't lose. Jimmy will always fall on his feet.
You put the mock on him.
He's out. Been outstanding. Been outstanding for Penrith. Outstanding for New South Wales. It's the first time we get to speak to him since Origin 3. Well done, Jimmy.
Cheers, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. How more importantly, how are you? Because after that game on Friday night, mate, take this. You know, we're not having a crack at you here, but you did look 100.
Yeah, I felt every bit of it at times there too. So it's been really good, actually. Ivy gave me a few days off, so we've shot away. I'm actually still up Central Coast. We'll go back into training tomorrow. It's been really good, freshen up and get away. But, it was nice to get a couple of wins within a couple of days, and important that we kept the momentum going at Penrith as well.
Ivan was thinking of fast-tracking Nathan and maybe resting you, but you made the initial step, mate. You rang Ivan?
Yeah, I just thought of, we're in a better position, had Nathan not played. I got through all right, so, it was always going to be a bit of a tough carry to back up Friday, but from a team perspective, we're much better, giving him that extra week, which is no doubt going to help him enormously, and him not having to deal with something that hangs around longer than it needs to. So, it was a bit of a no-brainer from my point of view.
What time did you make that phone call, Jimmy? You would have been feeling good at about 6 o'clock when you made it.
I got home on the Thursday, and I said to the wife, I said, look, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't heard from that one. She said, maybe you should call the coach. And I give him a buzz. I said, mate, what's my plans? And he said, how much sleep you had? I said, maybe half hour. he said, mate, can you get a bit of a nap in and just come and have a little trot around the Savo? And manage to work it out.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, mate.
Come up with a couple of crucial plays in that game that, was it meant, the goal line dropout that found the touchline?
Oh, it was sort of, they weren't fully set. Whether it was meant to go that close and be inch perfect like that, well, it probably wasn't orchestrated that well, but it was just a bit of space there and it sort of trailed off. So, it's nice. It's probably something we've started doing a little bit, not sort of waiting and letting everyone recuperate after a dropout. It can be a big play if they force a dropout, and then, even if they're not set, you can put it really deep and, change a bit of momentum there. So, it was lucky it worked out.
Yeah. Why the change in results, Jimmy? I mean, you're still not playing your best Penrith, by the way. There's plenty of improvement there. But why do you think you've been able to win six in a row?
I think, everyone's working hard for each other. I think, there was a little bit of, at the start, I reckon it was probably a little bit, look, we've got a really good side. We should be fine and it'll all work out. And it just doesn't happen like that. And I think, it got to a point where, everyone sort of said, well, okay, we need to work really hard for each other. And I think we've found the style of football. And, guys are, now that we're winning some games, guys are prepared to throw passes and back their ability, which, I think when you have a few losses, people get a bit gun shy. And, even though, we weren't making errors doing that sort of stuff, it just, I think guys' mentalities, they get a bit gun shy doing that.
Yeah, no, I was about to ask you what sort of style of footy has changed, and you believe the players have gone back to just backing their ability rather than going into their shell.
Yeah, well, I think we move sides around now, and then once we move around, we can play back through them. And, I think if you're doing that and you're prepared to move the ball, all down the field, then you ask a lot more of the side defending. They can't. If they want to jam up really tight, then you're prepared to put a couple of passes together and run into some space, and you know, then as they pull open a bit wider, then you obviously get more opportunities to play back full.
You think Nathan will be back this weekend? He'll be in the halves with you?
I'd say so. I'm assuming so. Like, obviously, he was sort of, like he would have been able to play on Friday, not being 100%. But that was, what, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks? So an extra week, that, you know, in the scale of that, that's got to be a big, big thing. But again, I suppose, you know, that makes it cool. I haven't seen him, because I haven't been back to train yet. So, but I'm sure if he's not, then you know, we're in a position where we've got Jerome, who's playing awesome, and we don't need to rush him if something isn't quite right.
He's got the biggest eyes you've ever seen, Jerome. When he goes to put a sidestep on, the eyes get bigger than the sidestep. He's got...
I think sometimes he doesn't even know where he's going. He starts bouncing around, and not even he knows. But I tell you what, it works out every now and then. So.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a good step.
Yeah. You're in the top eight at the moment, Jimmy, but you know you can slip out of that pretty quickly, given the start of the year. So every game is important, and you come up against a desperate Dragon side themselves this weekend that are playing for their season. So it's another sort of must-win game for you blokes.
Yeah, it is. You get, you know, a few people have said to me now we're in the eight, but you get to that period where you lose one, you drop about four spots, and you win one, you're back up. So you sort of want to keep winning and get above that level.
Yeah.
It's important that we keep. We keep
building momentum.
You are, is a bit of a long jam there. So if you can sort of, you know, continue on another three or so, then you can hopefully sort of skip your clear of that sort of log jam. And the most important thing at the end of the day is, you know, it's not that far out from the back end of the season now. And if you get to the back end of the season and you're not playing the right style of footy, then you're wasting your time being there anyway. So that becomes probably the most important thing, the football that you are playing at the right time.
Yeah. Jimmy, there always seems to be plenty of rumours going around about you going to a different club. And I'm looking on the website here, you've been linked to going to England. You're looking to go over there and play at the end of the year? Any truth in that?
Look, we don't know. I've been pretty open. I said to people, we've always sort of said, you know, I'd like to finish in the Super League and experience that and have a spin over there. So, I've just sort of said that, you know, if something came up, a good multi-year offer, and, you know, I'd be silly not to look at it. I'm not in by any means still looking to get out of Penrith or not happy to be at Penrith next year. But, if something did come up and it was, you know, a really good offer, then, you know,
you'd be mad not to look at it.
Exactly right. So if that happens, we'll cross that bridge when it happens. But at the moment, I'm just enjoying my time at Penrith and enjoying the run of success we're having at the moment.
Well, let's hope it keeps going on Friday night out there at Penrith Park as well. Good on you, Jimmy.
Cheers, guys. Pleasure.